The Nature Conservancy and University of Washington examined over 70,000 neighborhoods across the United States. Researchers looked at both the likelihood that a community would be hit by wildfire, as well as experience economic recovery. The study states that it is the social, political, and economic context that makes an environmental hazard become a disaster. Families with low financial means cannot afford fire mitigation services such as tree trimming or brush removal, and those who rent are not eligible for much of the federal assistance available to homeowners for rebuilding. Additionally, wildfire vulnerability varies across race and ethnicity. Neighborhoods that were majority Black and Hispanic experienced about 50% greater vulnerability to wildfires compared to white neighborhoods. In the Asian community, with its large intergroup variation, less affluent ethnic groups such as Southeast Asians may be more vulnerable to wildfires. Indigenous people are highly overrepresented in all of the most vulnerable areas and are 6 times more vulnerable to the impacts of wildfires than white people. Nature Conservancy lead scientist Phil Levin told KQED that Indigenous people of the U.S. are so hard hit because, first off, they were forced to settle in fire-prone areas. Tribal neighborhoods in these reservations, particularly in the western U.S., have higher wildfire hazard potential scores on average than non-reservation communities. Levin also states that, secondly, these are communities that are suffering economic or social issues, so there are higher poverty rates. The study, Levin says, was meant to identify the places around California, Oregon, and Washington where we can invest our resources most effectively so we can help people that need it the most. This is KCSB's Amanda Ho.